Lord, I just pray that you would come by your Spirit and that you would bless what Jeff has to say to us today. Lord, I just want to thank you that you want to meet us where we are, not where we want those around us to think we are, not where the world wants us to be, but you want to meet us where we are. And so, Lord, I just pray that as Jeff speaks to us, that you would meet us where we are and that you would take us that next step towards where you want us to be.
Hi. Good morning. It's a real joy as ever to speak to you. It's so good to speak to people who love you and speak to people that you love. And so I just want to thank you for being just fantastic people. People have been an important part, many of you, for many, many years in my life. And so I just want to honour you, because you're great people. And but today, I've come to talk to you about the theme that we've had for many weeks now, of finding our voice, or finding your voice. And in this particular case, I want to talk about finding our voice in a creative way, in terms of being creative. And so I want to examine the whole issue of creativity and who better to talk about creativity than an accountant. Normally, in business, when you say, we've got a creative accountant, the chief executive officer gets very insecure, starts biting his fingertips, fingernails, and considers just calling the auditors and the police in straight away. But being a creative accountant in the wrong sense in the world is about actually recognising income that isn't there. But for me, and for the way I want to talk to you this morning, this is all about creating something that wasn't there in the past and making it really there. And so it's about genuine creativity. I have a relatively new job. I work in an organisation called the Bishopsgate Institute, which is a lovely library. It's got some fantastic halls which are being refurbished in an extremely expensive way. And at the end of it, it's going to be a great centre for creativity, for debate, for study, right in the heart of London, in the centre of London. So because of that, I've obviously wanted to expand and stretch my own knowledge of the creative world and the creative field. And so it's informed my talk for this morning. Sheila and I have been exceptionally lucky this year in being able to go and see a number of really very good creative events. We went to see the Swan Lake Ballet in Edinburgh, which was absolutely stunning. We've been to Glyndebourne this year and seen John Giovanni, which was, again, fantastic. We've been to the Van Gogh exhibition, or Van Gogh exhibition, depending on which pronunciation you favour. The Canaletto and the Gauguin exhibitions in London. Wonderful pieces of art. And we've been to the Proms with John and Nawala and listened to The Pines of Rome by Respighi. I think that's how you say the name. Respighi, however it was. It was great. It was a lovely thing. We've also moved into more contemporary music and we've seen Status Quo, Van Morrison, and Howard Jones with Robbie Bronyman at the O2 just a few weeks ago. So it's been very, very uplifting, as you'd imagine, sort of seeing all this creative stuff flowing and all of that sort of stuff. And it is, but there's just something that brings me down a bit about seeing all this wonderful creativity. And it kind of makes me feel, maybe I'm not quite good enough. You know, this is just excellent, and I'm not excellent. Maybe creativity, maybe art and all of that sort of stuff is for a different group of people and not for me. Is creativity just for the elite? But I've discovered that's not true. In the beginning was the Word, from John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in Genesis it says, in Genesis 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And in verse 3 it says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Through God's voice, through the power of his creative voice, through his Word, came about everything that is. And that's great. That's fantastic. But just a few verses later, he says of us that God created us. God created man in his own image. So it does actually apply to all of us. It does actually apply to all of us. Because God said that we were in his image. He also said in Ephesians 2, he said, you, again that's talking about us, you are my masterpiece. So we're beautifully created to be beautifully creative. We are that masterpiece of God, created to be creative. So the essence of the Genesis creative force is that God has spoken, God speaks. And from that comes something that wasn't there before. So God speaks and something occurs that wasn't there before. Now that is the heart of creativity. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Before God said, let there be light, there wasn't light. He created it into being. And so, in my accountant's view of life, I've really come to realize that creativity is actually a lot wider than the traditional areas of creativity that we have considered. You know, it's much wider, but obviously includes art. It's much wider, but obviously includes design. And music, and drama, and literature. It's much wider than that. It's actually about the creative force in all of life. And so I wanted to just show a couple of examples of creativity. But the art of it is that it is actually something wider than art and creativity. Yeah, the creativity is something wider than art. And I just want us to think a little bit about some other areas. Now, I'll start at home. Every day I see that my wife is a wonderful creative person. And she writes music, for those of you that don't know, and that music is published. But I observe very carefully the creative process from up close. And it does involve... mess. It does involve mess. But it does involve 2 or 3 weeks of creative writing, followed by months and months of crafting and grafting and phoning and marketing and planning and coordinating. You know, because the creative force to create something that is there, that wasn't there before, isn't just that little spark of inspiration and it's all done. It's part of a huge amount of work. But as a result of that, and of all that workload and that creative spark, Sheila's voice is heard in hundreds and hundreds of schools throughout the country proclaiming that Jesus is alive, that Jesus loves them. And that's a good thing. Now, there's interesting, I think there's a stage before voice. There's a stage before voice. And that is choice. God chose create the world. And he made that choice. And then he spoke with his voice. And the world was created. And for many of us, the heart of the creative force in our own life will come from us making a choice. A choice to be creative. And whether that's in friendship, or a marriage, in our job, in our ministry, in our faith, or even for a passion for collecting antiques or stamps, whatever our creative force, wherever that is applied, it comes from a choice that comes first. Now, I'd like to actually honour and respect Beryl and her team for River Life at this moment, because this is a great example of creating something that was not there by making a choice and applying many, many years, 20 years, I'm not sure how many years it is now, but many, many years of work and commitment, love, showing grace, and out of that has come a ministry and a team of people who are actually making a difference in the lives of people in our community. People who wouldn't necessarily find us out here and come to our church meetings, and yet the gospel can be extended to them, and grace and love can be extended to them. This is fantastic creativity. Before Beryl and her team started doing that, it didn't exist. But through their choice, it's come into life. Through their perspiration and inspiration, it's come into life. So thank you, Beryl. Thank you for that. Great things. And I know there's been some great stories just breaking in recent weeks about people coming back who have been here many, many years ago. And so I just want to thank you for that. I probably should go into details, because I don't know the details well enough. But I just want to honour Beryl for that fantastic ministry that she heads up. That's good. But there are also other things that I just like to honour and respect, and that's the businesses that are in the church. There's a number of businesses that have been born out of people from the church, and I could mention Paul Derriers and Paul Turnbull, Alistair and Sandra, and Lina Reed, and the work that they've done, the businesses that they've done. They put together from the force, if you like, of their vision and their dreams, businesses, things that weren't there before, are there. They are real. That's an extended part of our vision and our impact as a community. And just to illustrate how that impact works in the community, a few weeks ago, a few months ago, Paul invited us to celebrate the 25th anniversary of his business being formed in Marlow, and that was really great to be there and to see all the different people that Paul has regular contact with in the Marlow community, I got to speak to a few of them, not terribly keen on this networking thing, newfangled business approach, but I spoke to a few people that were there, and they were saying words about Paul, like respect, like friendship, like integrity, like community. Things which Paul is leading on, and his business is leading on in the community. And I'm sure that I could say exactly the same things about the other businesses and the other situations that haven't been mentioned here. So, whatever your gift is, it's much more than what you say. It's what you do. And that is how your voice is carried. And we are made as individuals to be creative. We are made in God's image, and God is creative. And so if you've excluded yourself from the creative thrust of life because you think, as I think, can't do the painting thing, can't do the this, can't do the that, can't do the singing, can't do the writing, if you excluded yourself, it's much more than that. It's a much wider force. It's that force of your whole life. But it's much more about inspiration, it's about perspiration, and it's much more than that as well. It's about choosing. Now, God has extended his love to us. He's extended his love to us through Jesus and the sacrifice of Jesus. And he's reached out to us to help us make a choice. And I was thinking this morning about how perhaps I should just close this talk, which is a very short talk, which I'm sure you're all pleased to know. And I was thinking about David and his the way he'd let God down. The back story for this is that David had had an affair with Bathsheba. There'd been tragedy out of that terrible situation, and he was had his relationship with God broken down, and he repented. He came back to God, and to the creative person, to put a new life within him. And so this is a psalm, it's very well known, and I'd just like to read the first 12 verses of it. Have mercy on me, O Lord, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth and sinful from the time that my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts, and you teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Whatever we do in life, whatever our forces, whatever our choices are, however we want to work, getting started involves us in getting right with God, getting God in that right place in our life. And so that for us, for many of us, is the choice that we need to make, that I need to make. Perhaps it's a choice one needs to make on a daily basis, but it's a choice that one needs to make to get God right in there first, right in at the ground, and so that he would create within us that new heart, that new spirit, that he would create within us a pure heart. And so I'll just close really just by saying, and to encourage you, to put the force of God's creative spirit in all of your life, in whatever you do, whatever aspect you do, however you work. And take from that the loving, kind, renewing spirit that God would put within your heart from that loving, kind God.